Good evening and welcome to the show. Thank you very much for tuning in and spending your evening with us. I'll be back again tomorrow night when we take a look at extreme haunting survivors. From the Amityville Horror Story, Christopher Lutz, the youngest boy, will be on the show with us. Andrea Perrin from the original Conjuring case, and from The Haunting in Connecticut, Carmen Reed will be on the show. We're going to talk with them about their experiences, hear some insights, details that maybe have never been revealed before, and we're going to open up phone lines for the first time to allow you to talk to these three survivors about their experiences. And if you're having your own experiences and seeking help, it's very easy. You can reach out tomorrow night and be a part of the show. Share your own stories, ask for advice. You get the ears of three people who have lived through it and have stories to tell. I'm very excited to be a part of that show, so please tune in and be a part of that with us tomorrow night on Coast to Coast AM. We're doing something really fantastic, and I want to thank the heads behind Coast to Coast here, George Norrie, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyons, for allowing me to do this. Our second Harvest Heartland Halloween for Hunger campaign is going on. We're already over $6,000. We're trying to hit our $10,000 mark to raise money for them. It's so great. Their buying power is such that every $1 we raise supplies three meals for people in need. $1 equals three meals for people in need. And we'd love for you to help us out. Here's what you can do. Go to darknessradio.com. Darknessradio.com. Click on my banner there for Second Harvest Heartlands Halloween for Hunger. You can go in and make a donation in any amount, even $1. You got that loose change in your car, underneath the couch cushions, call in and, or actually log in and do just a $1 donation if it's all you can afford. With the massive audience we have here on Coast to Coast, I know we can hit this $10,000 mark and beyond with your help. And again, this goes to help our neighbors right here in the United States, neighbors in need. This will supply a lot of meals for a lot of people. So please help us out with our Halloween for Hunger campaign and be a part of it. When we return, pretty exciting news, Ghost Adventures, new Halloween experiences tomorrow night. They're brand new Halloween special, and joining us in just a few minutes, lead investigator Zach Bagans, right here on Coast to Coast AM. Welcome back to the show, Coast to Coast AM, the best in overnight talk radio. Sitting in for George Norrie, I'm your host this evening, Dave Schrader, and now joining us a very special guest for the next segment from the Travel Channel's number one hit TV series, Ghost Adventures. Lead investigator Zach Bagans is here with us. Zach, welcome to the show.
How you doing, Dave?
Doing great. Thanks a lot for being a part of it. I know you just got off of the road from filming and doing an investigation that, from what I'm hearing, was very unnerving. And I appreciate you jumping on for a few minutes to share some stories with us tonight.
Yeah, no problem. I'm just recovering from a lockdown investigation that went all night last night. So I'm fresh with spirit energy right now. So crazy investigation.
Now, you've got the brand new Halloween special airing tomorrow on the Travel Channel, and tell us a little bit about what can people expect from the new Halloween two-hour special.
Well, we've been doing this for so long. You know, we've been doing this for 10 years now nonstop for Ghost Adventures. And, you know, when you've been doing this for so long, you're out there every other week doing investigations. And after a while, you just want to see how far you can just keep pushing this, how much more extreme you can go. And I've been really drawn, and so has Aaron and the guys, to the darker natured hauntings, you know, demonic hauntings, possession, you know, all that stuff just really fascinates me, how a unseen dark force can overtake the body, can control the body, and just wants to do bad things, literally just wants to make this material life hell. And we designated this special, it's called Route 666, and we take a road trip to hell, literally, and we head off and we investigate locations of cases of serious possession. One of the locations, a guy got possessed and actually tried to kill some police officers, and it was a very serious case. In this particular location, there are people still living there because they have to, and they are living in fear because of what possessed this man, and it is disguising itself as a little girl. And I know all too well, and Dave, you've done some investigations with us. And, you know, my theory on hauntings when it comes to little girls coming up and drawing you into them is mimicking. And in this particular case, that's what I believe is going on there, mimicking. And it's very disturbing to have a little girl and demonic entities disguising themselves as little kids to lure you in. And then once they lure you in, all hell breaks through, you know, all hell breaks loose. And it's just like a virus that gets infected into you. And now you're on their time, and they've got all kinds of plans for you. And that's where it gets really dangerous. So in this Route 666 special that premieres tomorrow, 9/8 Central on Travel Channel, this is just one of several types of cases that we investigate. And when we do investigate, something does happen to a crew member of ours. And something very serious happens to her. It is a female. And this particular person has been working with us for years, and it was very disturbing in the moment what happened to her and to witness it. And we had to stop filming, and we had to help her. And what has happening to her now, since a couple months since we filmed this special, she has quit the show. And it's affecting another friend of mine, too, because this person is married to my friend who also works in the show. So, you know, I'm trying not to reveal so much, but, you know, this is a TV show. Everybody sees this as a TV show, but this is our lives. You know, this is our lives. This is what we do, you know, full time. And, you know, we dedicate this field as our lives. You know, we put our bodies in danger, you know, exposing ourselves to some very, very dark natured events that affects a lot of people. You know, possession's a very real thing. It can lead to some very bad things in life. It could lead to death. And so it's very serious. It's a very serious natured investigation, very serious natured special. And, you know, it really is. It's terrifying, but that's what we're drawn to now, and that's what it's all about.
This many seasons here, 12 seasons going into 13 seasons of filming on the series, Are you still surprised by things that take place now, or is it just becoming old hat to you, the different activity?
All the time. And, you know, when we first started out in the earlier seasons, season one, two, and three, you know, we were amateurs. You know, we were just kind of learning about this field and learning about these interactions with spirits. And at that point, everything to us was really audiovisual. You know, everything was like, okay, I want to see a ghost. I want to see a ghost. You know, I want to hear a ghost. I want to hear a ghost. I want to hear the voice. And it wasn't until we've been doing this for so long, and it's like our TV show is an experiment on us. Let's see what happens when we take these guys and overexpose them to locations, you know, demonic nests, spirit infestations, places where we go, where we talk to people that are victims, people that are saturated with this energy every day. Some of them live at these locations. Some of them are in states of oppression. And, you know, we're like dry sponges that just go to these locations every other week. And we just soak up all this energy and we start feeling heavy. And it takes a lot of effects on our bodies. But, you know, it's just, it's more fascinating to us the longer we do this. And we become more hypersensitive to energy. And, you know, some people watching our show and they just don't understand. A lot of people just don't understand. You know, they may ridicule us or, oh, laughing at us. Oh, look at how he just reacted. Oh, he's being dramatic or this or that. But this is a very real thing. You know, the afterlife is a very real thing. Spirits are a very real thing. And when we go to these locations and we turn on a spirit box device, we turn record on, you know, hit record on our recorder, We just, all this other different pieces of equipment that Bill Chappell, you know, makes for us. You know, what we're doing is that we're just turning on an alarm. And this alarm just all these spirits just come right for us. You know, I believe that a lot of spirits that are trapped at these locations, they died suddenly. They were murdered. There's an unsolved murder case. They need to tell people what happened. You know, they need closure. And they may be just stuck in this dimension. And I don't know what else is around that spirit in that particular dimension. When they die, do they die just in that moment? You know, does that location that they died in at that time just look how it did in that particular time? If they died at night, is it always night for them? So I believe that if they died suddenly, if you or I or if any viewer died suddenly, we want to tell our family how we died. We want to do a lot. We want to go kiss our girlfriend. We want to do this. We want to do that. So maybe you are trying to reach the living. You want to speak to the living, just like Patrick Swayze did on Ghost. He couldn't move on until he was able to be heard. And I believe that when we go into these locations and we use these particular devices, and you have great scientists like Bill Chappell, and you have people like Gary Golko, and you have people that are designing this equipment that are tapping into the electromagnetic frequencies, and we can hear them. And when a spirit hears us and sees us, feels us, senses us reacting to them, then we have established that connection. Just like when Patrick Swayze found out that Whoopi Goldberg could hear him. You know, it's very similar to that. And once they understand that and they see us react, they cling on to us. They want to attach themselves to us. That's what they've been stuck. They've been trying to do that forever. So they want to keep going to you. And I also believe that the further that we try communicating with these innocent spirits or these trapped spirits, the further that communication gets, the deeper it gets, the more dangerous it can get for us. Because I also believe in the spirit world, there aren't just human spirits. There are also dark, demonic entities that want to try to prevent this communication from happening. And if you get too deep in that communication, I believe something can come through. It can disguise itself as you. Dave, you've been there on investigation with me. You heard my voice come through a Shack Hack device.
Right.
Guys, be careful. You remember that. So
right.
To me, it's just ongoing. I'm obsessed with this. I'm addicted to this. And the further we do this, the longer we do this, the more that we feel, the deeper the experiences are. And I just came off an investigation last night where Billy, one of my investigators, had a terrifying experience. And it's just, they're getting deeper. They're getting more. And, you know, tomorrow on the Route 666 special, we go to the locations that are just cases of violent possession. And we try to do things to evoke these entities because we want that experience. It sounds sick. It sounds twisted. Why are you doing that? You shouldn't be doing that. Well, this is what we do full time. So it's just, you know, Ghost Adventures is the adventure of us. This is the risks that we're willing to take to just take this deeper. And, you know, I don't compare ourselves to any other ghost shows or try to compete with any other ghost shows. It's because we don't want to compete. It's just what we want to do. It's just our love, our passion. It's scary as hell. You know, and it affects right. our bodies. It does a lot of things, but it's what we do.
Now, you did an interesting episode that I was lucky enough to be a part of this last season, the visit to Stardust Ranch. And we covered that show here on Coast to Coast AM, talking with him. And it was kind of outside of the realm of the normal for you, not just ghosts. All of a sudden, there's aliens, cryptids, shadow people, demonic, all of this activity. Does it get more unnerving when you realize that the heightened creep factor is amped up by so many different phenomena coming together in one place?
Yeah, it's like, you know, I'm just so stuck right now on spirits, and so, you know, have been so affected by just spirits, and I'm dealing with that, the weight that I already have of that, and just to be thrown into this other investigation like the Stardust Ranch that you discovered for us and you participated in this. These little gray aliens, I can handle demons. I can go to locations and call them out, face them, interact, do what I got to do to try to document evidence of them, help people that have been possessed by them, affected by them. But there's something about aliens, and particularly gray aliens. And You know that during that case, we had the pleasure of speaking with Travis Walton. And, you know, we just got so deep into that particular case. And, again, like clowns, I'm scared of hell of clowns. And these little gray aliens, they're right there with clowns for me. Clowns aren't extraterrestrial entities or spirits or anything, but they just scare the hell out of me. But, it was a bit much for me to try to tackle that investigation because these people were talking to us about being actually lifted up into thin air and being carried out to a mothership and all this. And it just sounded crazy to me. Mothership's hovering in the air, and this guy goes out and shoots it with an AK-47. And he said that he killed these gray aliens with his sword. And then he chopped the heads off. And I was like, I'm sitting there like, are these people serious? What are they on? And then once we got into the investigation, started learning more about it, it was very real. But I came to the conclusion that, it could possibly be just demons mimicking these gray aliens and playing with them. The research that I've done, the investigations that I've done, I just see a lot of mimicking being done by demons. That's the disturbed spirits. They just want to disturb you. They want to mimic. They want to trick you. They want to manipulate you. It opened up the thought that it could have been just demons mimicking these gray aliens and completely messing with the minds.
And the weird thing to me about that is, and I agree with you, is this just something that they're playing upon these fears that the people might have? But as part of the episode, we only have about a minute and a half left here, you guys sent me out on the mountaintop across the way to watch something, and I caught that light on video that broke then into three lights and was there 1 second, gone the next. When you see something like that, that's not just a demonic form or an alien form, does that start to shape your perspective and perception to just how grand a scale the supernatural and the paranormal really is?
I just think there's so many other dimensions out there, so many other parallel universes, so many other things out there when you look up in the sky. All I do is just sit and think about all of that, the experiences that I had. But the most scary thing is after that investigation, real quick, when I got back home, it wasn't even 2 weeks later, that I saw 12 lights hovering in the Las Vegas sky near my house. And I documented that on my phone, on my video. Other people in my neighborhood saw it. And I just thought that was really weird and coincidental. It happened 2 weeks after that Stardust Ranch episode.
Very strange. The Halloween episode airs tomorrow on the Travel Channel. Route 666 is the title. It's a 2-hour special. Begins at 8 p.m. Central. And you're in the thick of starting to record your whole new season for Ghost Adventures.
Yes. Yeah, we're busy, man. We're out there every other week filming new investigations. We're not going anywhere. We got a lot of work to do. And check out tomorrow that Halloween special. That's one of the craziest ones that we've ever done and very personal as well.
The Travel Channel, Saturday night. You want to check it out, their annual Halloween special, and be a part of it. It's an amazing episode. Lots of cool stuff going on. And remember, again, if you're aware of crazy locations that have dark, malevolent history and hauntings that are currently going on, email me, dave@darknessradio.com. I can pass that information along to the Ghost Adventures crew and help them find that. We'll take a break. When we come back, Aaron Goodwin from Ghost Adventures is on the line. Special thanks to Zach Bagans. We'll be back, and we'll take your calls at the beginning of next hour here on Coast to Coast AM. I am Dave Schrader. I'm the host of Darkness Radio. It's a paranormal radio show heard right here in the Twin Cities on AM 1130, the Twin Cities News Talk Station. And we stream the show live over our website and through the iHeartRadio applications. It's a free application you can download for any smart device, tablet, computer, iHeartRadio. Then look up TwinCitiesNewsTalk.com. And you can stream our show live Monday through Friday, 9 p.m. to midnight Central Time. And if you can't listen live because it's just a little too late for you, check out our podcasts on the same application. That's right. It's fun. It's free. It's friendly. You can check out Darkness Radio on iHeartRadio, and you'll be able to listen to our shows as we explore the strange and unusual world around us. If you've missed any part of tonight's show, we have had a great show lined up for you this evening. Karen Smurl from The Smurl Haunting, Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, Aaron Goodwin joining me from Ghost Adventures in a few moments. If you'd like to catch up on that and all the other great topics, become a Coast Insider. 15 cents a day is what it costs for the year to join up and give you access to 5 years of past archives, great data and information. You get Q&As with the guests you hear on the show and with George Norrie and some of the other hosts. So check it out and become a Coast Insider right now for 15 cents a day. And remember, if you like what you hear on Coast to Coast AM, you will absolutely love it when you watch it on Beyond Belief, George Norrie's TV show. Check out Beyond Belief, a TV show with incredibly fast streaming and all of the great topics you hear, plus more with the visual representation to back it up. Check out beyondbelief.com. We're going to take a quick break. Then we're going to talk with Aaron Goodwin from Travel Channel's Ghost Adventures TV series. We'll do that next on Coast to Coast AM. Help Darkness Radio and Coast to Coast AM make a difference in the lives of many people right here in our own backyards and neighborhoods. We're doing our Halloween for Hunger Second Harvest Heartland campaign, and we need your help. It's a great opportunity to help us out raising money for food for neighbors in our own areas. Every dollar we raise is worth three meals for people in need. That's as simple as it is. $1. Just donate $1. 5, 10, 20, 100, whatever you'd like to do, and you can be a part of making a change. How do you do it? Go to darknessradio.com. Darknessradio.com. You'll find the banner there for our Halloween for Hunger campaign. Click it, and that'll take you into the website. You can make a donation and make a difference in people's lives. Every dollar is good for three meals to help others in need. Our goal is $10,000 by November 5th. We're already at the $6,000 mark. So with your help, we can easily achieve and defeat our goal. And we'd love to get that help out there. $10,000 supplies 30,000 meals to our friends and neighbors in need right here in the United States. If you can't remember that, just email me, dave@darknessradio.com, dave@darknessradio.com, and I will send you the link so you can make a donation. Last year, Coast to Coast helped us get to our highest level at yet almost $8,000. I know this year, with your help, we can achieve $10,000 and beyond. So please go to darknessradio.com, click on the banner and donate, or email me, dave@darknessradio.com, to get the link emailed directly to you. It's almost Halloween, and on the Travel Channel tomorrow night, there's a special two-hour episode, Highway 666, with the Ghost Adventures crew. We just talked to lead investigator Zach Bagans. Now, we've got joining us the fellow castmate and longest-running member of the team, along with Zach. Aaron Goodwin is on the air. Aaron, thank you for joining us.
Hello, Dave. I'm on. That took a minute. I don't know what happened there.
Well, I'm glad you're with us now. I know there were some phone difficulties. I'm glad that you're able to jump in and Zach could fill in for that first segment. So thank you for making it happen. I know you're exhausted. Zach was saying you guys just got back from a really crazy investigation and had a lot of activity going on. And I wanted to chat with you. We're coming into Halloween about some of your creepiest experiences you've had filming the show and kind of let people behind the veil and see a little bit about what you had to experience. What has been the creepiest experience you think you've had so far while filming the show?
There's so many. From, I just had one. That whole moment when I couldn't get a hold of you, I heard footsteps going up my stairs, and pretty much it just went weird in the house. And then you were like calling me, and I'm getting to my point is, stuff follows us home after all the years that we've been hunting. It's like we just do it over and over every week. And so it just follows us home and it just spooks us out. So it's like really the scariest thing is after lockdown most of the time. Oh.
Do you have, I will still tell people, one of the creepiest experiences I've ever had was, I believe it was your second season of Ghost Adventures. You guys invited me to be a part of the Rolling Hills episode. Rolling Hills Asylum in New York, and I was locked inside a van outside of the asylum while you guys were doing the initial investigation. Then you let me in at about the halfway point to spend an hour or two with you guys investigating, and I'd been there numerous times, and to have gone into this building with you guys and suddenly hear somebody running the length of the hall right there by us, that was unnerving. And we all turned and looked. And then I remember this clearly. I was standing there. Zach was directly in front of me. You were off to my right with your camera. Nick was standing directly behind me with his camera. And as we're standing there chatting about what we were going to do, a blood-curdling woman's scream came from the end of the hall. And we all spun, and as I turned, I could see Nick, and over Nick's shoulder was this shock white face. It looked like Pazuzu from the Exorcist movie. This shock white face was over Nick's shoulder, and as he turned his head to look for the scream, this head folded back like it was on a hinge over his shoulder. Absolutely freaked me out. And you had your camera pointed in that direction, but I was blocking the view between you and Nick, and we didn't capture it. But that goes down as one of the most chilling experiences I've personally ever had. When you see something like that, there's just no coming back. I mean, no matter how you try to rationalize it, nothing I saw made sense that night.
Dude, when you see that, it scares the hell out of you. It's bad. I remember, like, I went to Jamaica, and the witch from Jamaica, Rose Hall, she followed me back. And I saw her in my house many, many times. And after a while, I got used to it. But you never forget that feeling when you see something standing there.
But, you know, you used to.
I just had a paranormal experience, Dave. Sorry, man. I'm shaking a little bit. Like, I'm trying to do the interview, but, like, I just had something happen at home. And that's what I'm saying. It's like you go and do this so much, and pretty soon. It's just, it was weird. Sorry, I got spooked, dude.
Do you ever, when you do this and you do come home with things following you and bothering and unnerving you, do you ever get to the point where you just think, you know what, maybe this is enough. Maybe I need to just step away for a while.
Yeah, but no, because it's scary to the point where you're just like I live at home alone, so I deal with it. And I just kind of let it ride out. Because that's our job. We go out all the time doing this. So if it's going to get scary, it's going to get scarier, especially the more we do it. So it's bad. Sorry, man. I have, my heart rate is on fire right now. It's going crazy. That was weird. It was weird. Sorry.
It's one thing when you go to a location looking for activity, but when it tracks you back home, walk me through that. I mean, when you're at home and you're just trying to be relaxed, walking around in your underwear and socks, and suddenly you start hearing footsteps or you see a shadowy figure, is that much more alarming at home than it is when you're out at some of these most haunted locations?
Well, it is, because, you know, well, first off, you don't know, is it from the last location? Is it from another location? And when you hear it, I get into investigation mode. I'm like crimped down. I'm ready, you know, and my friends who are over here will see me just like, whoa, what was that? And like, I just get right into it, because the moments like that happens at home is the stuff that you learn from, and then you can investigate and be more smart at what you're doing. So it's one of those things, the catch-22. You don't want it to, but at the same time, when it comes home with you, it makes you a stronger investigator, it gets you more into the field, and you learn a lot more, so you're prepared.
Has there been sense? Yeah, no, definitely. I know, you know, people love you on the show because you're funny. You're always on edge when things are going on. Is there a location or an investigation you've done that afterwards you look at and you think, I let that get the best of me? I'd love another chance at that.
The Riddle House. That was my first time being alone. And when that birdcage flew, it scared me so bad. And the energy in that room. Actually, there's a lot more I'd like to go back and reinvestigate. Just experience it again and to get some closure on some of it, because when we leave, sometimes we don't get enough closure, and it follows us home when you're at home. And so it's difficult, but at the same time, that's the job.
The Riddle House, what exactly happened to you? What was the encounters that you had while you guys were investigating there?
Well, at the Riddle House, it's in Florida, and it's just a little house. It's village, a man-made village, and it's just full of all these antique buildings. And upstairs is this attic where a lot of demonic things happen, a lot of spooky stuff. And this was the first time I've ever been alone by myself to go upstairs. So I went upstairs, and next thing you know, I'm investigating, I hear something, and then that birdcage flies, and I lose it. And so in a way, deep down, I kind of want to go back to that place, because that was my first time, and re-challenge it in a way.
Well, it's much like your first documentary when you guys were investigating, and one of the locations scared you guys out, and it became kind of a personal thing to try to get back in there and complete an investigation. Is it do you really end up kicking yourself when you get to the point where you just need to get out of a spot like that because you let it get the best of you, or do you think that's a natural part of what you guys are doing? Sometimes you've got to step away to get some perspective on what it is that you're encountering.
Once in a while it gets the best of you, I'd say, but if we do leave, we go back in. But sometimes there's just the moment where it says you can't do it no more, you know, and then you got to listen to that, because who knows what's telling you that. It could be the most something helping you or the most evil thing that's sitting in there. So it just depends. It just depends, but it just depends.
When you're out investigating, do you prefer when you get the chance to just be alone and soak in the ambience of the location, or do you prefer when you've got somebody there that has your back?
Well, I will always with the guys with my back, because I'm always going alone a lot of times. All of us go alone. And when you're alone, it's a whole different feeling, because it's like you against the spirits. So it's a lot easier when the guys are there. But the problem is it's more intense, too, because there's more energy, there's more communication. And the more people are investigating something, sometimes you uncover more, and then it starts speaking up more, and gets the energy could be dark or good, gets angry or whatever, and it can amp up. So it just depends on the location. It depends on the spirits and the entities that we're investigating or trying to communicate.
Have you ever put yourself in a position when you guys are there investigating and you're talking to the homeowner, the business owner, the whatever it is, where you realize that maybe the creepiest factor is the person that you're talking to, and that there's definitely something attached to them as opposed to the what could be going on in the location itself?
A lot of times, and that's why we investigate it. We interview the person and do research on everything so we can get to know who they are. And a lot of times they are affected big time, in most cases. So when you're interviewing someone and they're affected, who knows who you're talking to sometimes. So that can be real scary.
Now, are there any places left out there that you've thought, you know, I really want to get to this location?
There's a lot I want to go back to, but I would love to go to Egypt. I want to go to that location really bad. Egypt would be awesome.
Why specifically Egypt?
Just to investigate the history of the tombs, all the stuff they were involved with, because they were so spiritual. So it'd be really interesting to go into that aspect and hunt it, investigate it.
Are there any places that you think, you know what, that's a place I just have no interest in getting into?
Yes, the Goatman's Bridge. I do not want to go back there. What happened to me on tomorrow night's episode, I never want to go back in that spot or really deal with something like that again. Like, it was bad. I don't know what Zach has told you already, but we were doing a ritual underneath the bridge. We're trying to conjure out the spirit and banish it, the demon and of the Goatman. And after it was done, I was like thrown about 25 feet and cracked my knee up, had to get an MRI done it, landed and just scraped up my elbow all bloody, cracked a few bones. It was a really bad moment for me. That's the place I would not like to go back again. I don't really like thinking about it all the time either.
Well, but with that said, when you've challenged something like that and you have that type of activity that takes place, doesn't that make you want to go back and conquer it and say, no, you're not in charge. I'm not going to give in. We're, you know, and kind of push through.
Well, usually yes. But for this instance, if something could pick me up and throw me, I don't want to go back to that area at all, because that's way stronger than me. It's like a respect in a way. It is a fear, but at the same time, it's just a respect of I'm not going back to that spot.
No, I can't say I don't blame you. That's when it starts getting that physical with you, you know, I asked Zach
hit that, and then it gets even worse. So we try to go back over the bridge, and it starts affecting Zach and the crew, and it just gets. It was a bad, bad night. I don't ever want to go back to it, and it's just tough for me to watch.
We did something a little different, and we talked a little bit about it with Zach, but I was curious what your thoughts were when we went to the Stardust Ranch to do something that you guys hadn't really done, investigate claims of UFOs, cryptids, plus the demonic. Does that unnerve you more when you realize that there's more than just the aspect of what you guys are used to, kind of the dark, malevolent spirits, but now you're in the position of it could be so many other things that are attached to this property?
100%. That place was so... Do you remember looking up at the sky and seeing that it looked like a satellite that shifted over like, it looked like hundreds of miles and then it just shot straight up with a stream?
Yeah. In that episode, as I said, I was lucky enough to be a part of it. While we were just setting up to film, I was staring up at the sky as I'm apt to do when I have these beautiful clear skies. And we were out in Arizona and I was just looking up at the sky thinking, boy, I wonder if we're going to see something. And Aaron walked up to me. The production crew was behind us setting up and getting ready. And Aaron walks up behind me, goes, hey bro, what are you looking at? And we both looked up at the same spot and this bright light just kind of swung around, stopped, almost did this S curve in the sky and then took off like a bat out of hell. That's alarming. I mean, it wasn't something that just one of us saw and, you know, you got to question it. We both looked up at the exact same point in the sky at the exact same moment to see something like that occur.
Yeah, that how was, does one little unnerving. Thing go from that little distance all the way to that other distance so fast? What was that? Hundreds of, I mean, it's so high up. It looked like it went like 100 miles or something. I don't know. Like it went forever over and then shot up. And that's not something you can do quick with an airplane at all.
What frightens you more, the idea of aliens and being abducted or demonic possession?
A demonic possession. If an alien landed and showed up, I'd be nervous and scared. But at the same time, I would embrace that moment. I would really like to see that happen. I believe in aliens 100%. So one day, if they show up, I would like to be like, hey, and give them a high five for sure.
Yeah, and so you guys thought I was crazy that I wanted to go up on the mountain by myself, but I'd love to have that experience as well where I see something and make direct communication with it. And, you know, it removes all doubt at that point. I mean, I've had weird experiences and have seen things in the sky that I can't explain away. But to have that one-on-one encounter, that is where I'm going. I've seen enough with the ghosts and shadow people and creatures like that, that now the next level for me is I would really like to see something alien in nature up close in person for that kind of overall experience.
Yeah, me too. I would love that. If it happens, I promise this, we'll swing by, we'll pick you up, and then we'll go cruise off into space.
I'm all for it. Sign me up. Let me know when we can hit the highway, the intergalactic highway. There are always shifts, and you get to watch your friends investigate, and you get to watch things influence them. Does it ever get frightening when you realize that one of your buddies is acting totally out of personality? You know, they're whether it's Zach or Billy or Jay, and you know that what they're doing or what you're encountering with them right now is not really your friend. It's something else influencing them.
Yeah, it's very scary because anything can happen on a dime. Like you could say the wrong thing and they could just look at you and snap. Or, you know, you got to be real careful in those moments. Those moments are real touchy situations. And so in the beginning, Jack or something, or you okay? But now it's just kind of like, okay, we're real aware of it. It's almost like paramedics real quick, you know, like be cautious, be careful, and let's help him get out of this. Maybe. Not all the time it's just affected. You're just like, not all the time is it the worst situation. It can just be where you're affected, you know, and being affected can lead into something. Like if a spirit comes in
right
around you and you start getting affected by it, well, then that can mess up everything or it can lead into something bigger, you know, like you could just.
That's right.
Like,
and we got to cut out. Aaron, I appreciate the call and being a part of the show now. We've got to ditch out. We'll take phone calls when we return. Tune in tomorrow, Travel Channel, 8 p.m. Central, to check out Route 666, the Halloween special from the Ghost Adventures crew. I'm Dave Schrader, and this is Coast to Coast AM.